Well, hello and welcome. My name is Rhonda Cimarelli, and I'm the owner and founder of A Balanced Life for You. And today our topic is communication part one. What is communication? Well, by definition, the simplest way to understand this is there is one giver and there's one receiver of information. And there are different ways that we can communicate, such as speaking, listening, writing, texting, body language, and facial expressions, just to name a few. Now, today we're going to be covering what communication is and why it's important. And in the upcoming lessons, we're going to talk more in depth about each of these areas, including your tonality, word choices, and effective communication with your peers, the adults, and self-talk. Now, it can take a lot of effort on your part to communicate effectively. Now, however, you do need to be able to communicate well if you're going to make the most of all opportunities that life has to offer. And by learning the skills that you need to be a good communicator, you're going to be able to get your thoughts and your ideas across clearly and effectively so that others understand what you're trying to say, what you're trying to convey, as well as being able to better understand what message or information the other person is trying to send to you. What are they trying to tell you? So whether you're giving or receiving this information, it's interesting that you're going to be responsible for making sure that your messages are being communicated accurately, clearly, so that other people can understand what it is that you're trying to say. So what does all of this mean? Well, it means a couple of things. First of all, pay attention. Pay attention to the words. What words you're saying, what words the other person is saying. Now, don't be afraid to ask questions. I know for some people, question asking can be very scary. I can remember a time when I was really afraid to ask questions. But really, what you need to do is the more questions that you ask, the better you're able to understand what the person is trying to tell you. And of course, we're going to be talking more about body language. So you're going to learn to watch body language for part of the communication. Now, in order to be a good communicator, you're going to need to be comfortable in a variety of situations, such as face-to-face and emailing or even letter writing. What about text messaging? Because text messaging, emailing are two different languages, just as face-to-face is very different than texting. And again, as well as understanding body language. So communication skills are very important, again, to be successful. And that means it can be successful in the school, your place of work, and believe it or not, even relationships. Having a solid, strong relationship is imperative to having good communication skills. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there are actually four primary parts of communication, and at least verbal communication. The first part is your intention. What is it that you really intend to say? What message are you trying to convey to the other person? And I want to put in here, when we have an intention, I don't think any of us really wake up in any given day saying, man, I'm going to make my mom mad. Man, I'm going to make my spouse irritated, or I'm going to tick my boss off today. I don't think anybody really has the intention of waking up and saying, I'm going to do something negative. So with that being said, let's just assume then that your intention is to be positive, a positive outcome. So the person receiving it understands you clearly so that there aren't any conflicts, there's not any friction, and there isn't any animosity amongst people, amongst you and your partner, or you and your colleague, okay? So the first part, again, is intention. The second part is what you actually say. Let me ask you this. Did you ever wake up and you have a conversation with your significant other, your boss, your parent, and you felt like open mouth, insert foot? Because after you said it, you thought, that is not what I meant to say. That did not come out right. Okay? So with that being said, think about this. Part number three, what the other person hears. So if you had a moment of, ugh, open mouth, insert foot, what do you think that other person heard you say? Well, it probably wasn't what you intended that message to begin with, right? And then the last part of this is what the other person thinks. you meant. So just by putting those four parts alone, you can imagine all the moving pieces with conversation. My intention to you today is for you to understand really the value of skilled communication. I'm doing my best to use words that you're going to understand. I'm hoping that you are hearing my intention and the words, and they're making sense to you. And you know that I mean for you to understand all of the above. Okay, so what about texting, all right? We're not going to get into the lesson today about proper communication for texting, but we want to mention that texting is a very different language than communication. Now, with the last part of this today, I know this is a very short intro video, but let's just put it this way. When you get this right, all right, when you learn the skills to communicate effectively with another person, whether it be face-to-face, emailing, texting, when you get this right, your message is clear and there are less arguments, less animosity, less stress, less friction. When you don't practice this and when you get this wrong, the opposite is true. This is where you find yourself constantly bickering and fighting, not getting along because you're not understanding what the other person is trying to say. Again, our future lessons are going to cover different components of communication. And during the course, I'm going to be taking you through feelings and positive versus negative so that we can get those same outcomes for you. Okay, so we'll see you on the next one.